Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh to embark on official visit to Morocco today to inaugurate first ever Indian defense manufacturing plant in Africa at Beresheet. Union Minister Piyush Goyal to lead an Indian delegation to US tomorrow to accelerate trade talks. White House clarifies new H-1B visa fee of $100,000 will be one-time payment to be imposed only on new applicants. US President Donald Trump warns Afghanistan of consequences if control of strategic Bagram Air Base is not returned to US. In Asia Cup T20 cricket, India to take on Pakistan in Super 4 stage clash in Dubai. And now the news in detail. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on an official visit to Morocco today. This will mark the first ever visit of a Raksha Mantri to the North African nation, highlighting the growing strategic convergence between India and Morocco. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, during the visit, Mr. Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his Moroccan counterpart, Abdel Latif Lodeye, to strengthen defence, strategic and industry cooperation. We have a report.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also attend the inauguration of Tata Advanced System Marco's new manufacturing facility for the wheeled armoured platform at Beresheet. This facility is the first ever Indian defence manufacturing plant in Africa, which marks an important milestone that reflects the growing global footprints of India's defence industry under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. Mr. Singh will call on Morocco's Minister of Industry and Trade, Riyad Mazur, to explore avenues for industrial collaboration. The minister is also scheduled to interact with the vibrant Indian community in Rabat during his visit. Both sides are also expected to sign a memorandum of understanding on cooperation in the field of defense. The MOU will provide an institutional framework to expand and deepen bilateral defense engagement, including exchanges, training, and industrial linkages. Deepmala Kaushik, Akashvani News.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will lead a delegation to the United States tomorrow to accelerate talks on trade deal. The ministry in a statement said, the delegation plans to take forward the discussions with a view to achieving an early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. The ministry added that during the last visit of the team of officials from the Office of the United States Trade Representatives to India on the 16th of this month, positive discussions were held on various aspects of the trade deal, and it was decided to intensify efforts in this regard. The White House has issued a major clarification regarding United States' new H-1B visa policy that caused confusion and panic in the tech industry, saying that a $100,000 fee will be a one-time payment imposed only on new applicants. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt issued a clarification yesterday, hours before the new policy is set to come into effect today. In a social media post, Ms. Leavitt said, those who already hold H-1B visas and are currently outside of the country right now will not be charged $100,000 fee to re-enter. It will not affect renewals or current visa holders. Furthermore, the proclamation will also not impact the ability of any visa holder to travel to and from the United States. India has said it is examining the implications of the US's decision to impose $100,000 fee on H-1B visa applications, but stressed that the measure could have humanitarian consequences. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that the full implications of the measure related to the proposed restrictions on the US H-1B visa program are being studied by all concerned, including Indian industry. In a statement, the ministry spokesperson, Randhir Jaiswal, said, industry in both India and the US has a stake in innovation and creativity and can be expected to consult on the best path forward. Meanwhile, the Government of India has advised all its missions and posts to extend all possible help to Indian nationals who are travelling back to the US in the next 24 hours or so. The U.S. Chambers of Commerce has raised concerns after President Trump increased the application fee for H-1B visas to $100,000. The department, in a statement, said they are concerned about the impact of new H-1B visa rules on employees, their families, and employers. It said they are working with the administration and its members to understand the full implications and the best path forward. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened Afghanistan, saying bad things are going to happen if it does not give Bagram Air Base back to the United States. Earlier, President Trump asserted that the U.S. had sought to regain control of the base used by American forces following the attacks of September 11, 2001. Speaking alongside British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, U.S. President Donald Trump said on Thursday that his administration is working to regain control of Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, citing its strategic proximity to China's nuclear weapons facilities as a major reason behind the move.
But we're talking now to Afghanistan, and we want it back, and we want it back soon, right away. And if they don't do it, you're going to find out what I'm going to do.
United States President Donald Trump has threatened Venezuela with incalculable consequences if the country does not immediately take back immigrants. President Trump issued the threat in a social media platform yesterday. The U.S. president's outburst came a day after he announced another strike against alleged drug vessels from Venezuela in the Caribbean that killed three men he described as male narco-terrorists. Venezuela, for its part, has accused the U.S. of waging an undeclared war in the Caribbean and called for a U.N. investigation into at least three strikes on boats that have killed a total of 17 people since the beginning of September. Israel's military kept up its assault on Gaza City and the wider Gaza Strip yesterday, dismantling underground shafts and booby-trapped structures in attacks that killed at least 60 Palestinians. The assault came as 10 countries, including Australia, Belgium, Britain, and Canada, are scheduled to formally recognize an independent Palestinian state tomorrow, ahead of the annual leaders' gathering at the UN General Assembly. The last solar eclipse of the year is set to take place today. The eclipse will begin at 1:29 p.m. according to Eastern Daylight Time, EDT, and 10:59 p.m. according to Indian Standard Time, IST, and will be visible in the Southern Hemisphere across parts of Australia, Antarctica, Pacific Ocean and other areas, while India would not be able to witness it. And in the Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will face Pakistan in the second Super 4 clash in Dubai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Indian Time. We have more in this report.
This will be the second meeting between the two sides in the tournament. India secured a convincing 7-wicket victory over Pakistan in their group stage encounter last week. The men in blue, defending champions at the Asia Cup after their title triumph in 2023 in ODI format, entered the contest on the back of a 21-run victory over Oman. On the other hand, Pakistan sealed their Super 4 berth with a 41-run win over the host UAE. In badminton, Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face top 6 world champions Kim Won Ho and Seung-jae of South Korea in men's doubles final of China Masters at Shenzhen in China today. The Indian pair defeated two-time Olympic medalists Arun Chia and Shouwei Yik of Malaysia 21-17, 21-14 in the semi-final yesterday. Ritu Srivastava from Sports Desk.
And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to embark on official visit to Morocco today to inaugurate first ever Indian defence manufacturing plant in Africa at Berishit. Union Minister Piyush Goyal to lead an Indian delegation to US tomorrow to accelerate trade talks. White House clarifies new H-1B visa fee of $100,000 will be one-time payment to be imposed only on new applicants. US President Trump warns Afghanistan of consequences if control of strategic Bagram Air Base is not returned to US. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, India to take on Pakistan in Super 4 stage clash in Dubai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.